videos I'm about to show you about what's happening across universities in the United States of America, you're going to think that these are videos from a battlefield 3,000, 10,000 miles away or in some third world country. They're not. These are videos that are depicting what is happening right now on American universities, on American soil across the land. Columbia University just announced defeat. They just announced defeat at the hands of these protesters. And look, I love America. I love freedom. I love you have the freedom to protest. You have the freedom to advocate for whatever you want to advocate as long as you don't impair, impede, hurt, malign others and get in the way of process, systems, and other people. As long as you don't impinge on anybody else's freedom, you have the right to do that. Columbia University just announced that they are going to be having hybrid online courses. They're taking all their classes online for the remainder of the semester. Are we waking up yet, America? Parents, I've been saying this for decades that higher ed is a propagandist machine. Higher ed does absolutely nothing that maps and actually educates young people on real world applicable skills that they need to be employed, to take care of themselves, to critically think. These are propagandist machines. They just admitted defeat. So if you're paying $100,000, $80,000 a semester, which some of these Ivy League schools like Columbia University are, guess what? You're now paying what is really the equivalent of an online university. And believe me, I've taught at both. Online universities are about 100 times less expensive than these Ivy League in-person schools like Columbia. So check this out and then stick around because we actually have some footage. Who are these people? Who are these protesters? Where do they get these ideologies? Where is this anger stemming from? Why are they doing this? You're not going to believe what replies and responses that really indicates to me everything about. If there's one video that you see today, this is the one, Nez Nation, okay? Check this out. This is the University of Southern California, my neck of the woods. They are setting up encampments right now for Gaza. Check this out. This is Columbia University right here. The organizers are basically saying that they got an email saying that, you know, the demonstrators that are not affiliated with Columbia will leave. And listen to this response.
As per the email that Manoush Shafiq, our favorite bootlicker in chief, sent, we are committed to A, not being cops to each other, not policing ourselves, and not doing the university's job for them. We don't want to do their job of removing people from this camp. B, we are also committed to staying here and having people stay here.
This is happening right now at Brown University. They are having a wide-scale student protest, Gaza solidarity encampment. Now, I want to just point out something really quickly here. And I talked about this on another channel, Veteran Biker. Awesome. Ben, if you're watching, great to see you. We had such a great time talking about this. You notice, and this is happening all over, even in the Brown University, even at SC, that all of these tents, all of these tents that are given to these protesters are very similar. They're almost like professionally done, professionally made tents. You know, usually when you have so-called random protests or, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not organized, but, you know, when you join a protest, when you're part of a protest, usually you bring your own signs, your pickets. I don't know. I've never protested anything, so I don't know. You tell me in the comments. But the fact that there's this sort of unilateral, organized, similar type of tent at every single university, at every single kind of encampment, that they all look uniform and they all look pre-made, pre-ready, pre-ordered, etc. It makes you wonder who's really behind this. What's really happening here? Why is there such a uniform, organized, sequential display of these tents? It just really boggles the mind, because anytime you see these protests all across, you know, TV screens and mobile screens, etc., across the land, usually you see a bunch of people coming together and they don't all have the same clothes, same tent, same sign, same color, whatever. It's just really intriguing to me. Let me know in the comments what you think of that. Okay, this is right here, the coup de grace. I want you to watch this video. This is an interview that was conducted with two protesters at NYU, asking them, why are they protesting? What are they so angry about? Why are you here? And Nez Nation, try not to fall down from shock. Here's their answer.
Goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing? About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there off at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
They have no idea. One of you saw the other girl with the mask saying, you know, about what? Like almost asking, like, it's stupefying. They have no idea why they're there. They have no idea why they're protesting. They have no idea what the context is. They have no idea what the premise of this is. This has to be rampant. It just has to be. So you have protesters, encampments, planting themselves at universities all across the United States of America, disrupting, impeding, impairing students who actually want to get their money's worth, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're not getting their money's worth. Now they're being sent home. They have capitulated to these mindless protesters who don't even know what they're doing there, don't even know why they're doing there. The administration and presidents who earn gobs of money, I know this from firsthand experience, they earn gobs of money. They have capitulated. They have given in to these woke, mindless, virus mob, left radical. God knows. I think this is really revealing. I think the fact that you have all these organizations that are just at scale, they're so massively well organized. At that scale, it's very hard to believe that there isn't somebody behind this. It's very hard to believe that there isn't an entity, some type of, God knows, fake nonprofit or fake corporation or fake entity that is sponsoring all of this. And they're doing the thinking for them. They're supplying them with all the supplies. They're supplying them with treasonous efforts to undermine our educational system, the judicial system, the legal system in every facet. And who suffers the most? Do they get penalized? No. Do they have records? No. Do they get arrested? No. But the admins, the presidents of these universities have capitulated. They've completely given in. These people earn salaries upwards of $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, and they've given in to this. Is this a coordinated thing? Was this done intentionally, on purpose? Why would you penalize the hardworking students who just want to go get their money's worth? Why would you force them to go home? And not these heathens that have absolutely no clue why they're there. I mean, Nez Nation, am I nuts? Let me know in the comments, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts of these videos? What are your thoughts of those protesters who have zero clue what they're doing and why they're doing it? I have a theory. Well, it's the same thing that is, I think, the worst contagion in American history. It's America's worst idea. It's DEI. Didn't earn it. This is DEI in action. This is DEI flourishing. This is the outcome. This is the direct byproduct of DEI. putting people in power who don't deserve it. America is all about the best idea wins. The person with the most skills, the best track record, the best qualifications wins. These people are a direct product. They're the antithesis to that American staple and virtue. DEI wins again. And if we don't do something about this in November, they're going to keep on rolling. So I throw this off to you, Nez Nation. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this. I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments. I'm more than happy to be wrong. So prove me wrong in the comments. Say, Nez, no, you're wrong. This is what's really happening. This is what's really going on. This is why they don't know. This is why these protests are organized. This is like, prove me wrong. I want to be wrong, because if this is happening in my country, and this is not, we're not in Gaza here. This is not Libya or Syria. This is happening in our backyards, and it's starting to spread like a cancer. I would love to hear from you. Obviously, I can't respond to all the comments, so members, super chats get first priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you one cup of coffee to support this channel for an entire month, and you get exclusive badges next to your name, content. You get access to our members-only Discord server. And a whole bunch of other perks. The link's down in the pinned comment, show notes, and description. Also, if you made it this far, don't forget to become a Nez Nation Insider. Now, that's free. This is our free newsletter that gives you all the best live breaking news, top stories, current events, with detailed objective analysis right to your inbox. So consider becoming an insider. That's also in the pinned comment, show notes, and description. Check out these videos coming up right here on the screen. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.